Pel Yoyitz now in Shin 147 discussing Beis HaMedrash tells us the Seder Limud, the Beis Medrash for Balabat. What should Balabatim learn? Now this is a pretty interesting topic. You know why? Because we are at a Beis Medrash for Balabatim. For Seder is Medrash. That's what we're here. That's what we do. Amongst other things. So he tells us, first of all, there's a sefer called Chayk Yisrael, which I believe is put together by the Arizal, which incorporates all different types of topics. There's Gemara, there's Medrash, there's Halacha. Uve'erev gamken yumadu berabim mikro or Mishnah. In the evening, he says also, you should learn Chumash and Mishnah. V'ichu lehem eiz a Talmud Chacham and get a Talmud Chacham. Shidrish lehem b'divri agado v'dini musar v'dini musar. And he says, find a Talmud Chacham, and he should give you shurim on the Agarita Gemaras, and on Halachas, and on Musar. Does this not sound like the first Eretz Medrash? Ubezei kaimu v'agisa b'yom v'layla. And through this, you will fulfill your obligation, your responsibility. Now, let's put a little emphasis on that. There is an obligation on men to sit and learn v'gisa by yoimam v'layla, day and night. Well, you say, well, okay, listen, you know, I have to go to work. I bumped into somebody last night, and I said, you know, maybe you want to start joining, come learn with us by night. He says, well, what do you think I'm doing when you're learning? I'm at work. I'm working. Okay. So if you're working, you can't learn. You have to make a living, if that's your job. But after the work, after the job, we have to know it's our responsibility. We have to learn. The Hegisa by Yom HaLayla. V'chein b'chol leil shishi yikbu midrash v'yilmadu dinim ladas es chukei elokim v'es tayroisav. Every leil shishi, he says, you should make sure to learn medrash and learn the halachas, because if you don't learn halacha, you don't know what to do. If you don't know the Jewish law, how could you serve Hashem properly? How could you know what? You don't know what to do. You know, I want to tell you something. There's a mitzvah of tefillin, putting on tefillin. People put on tefillin when they're 13 years old, or sometimes a little later in life, they start putting on tefillin. But if they don't learn the halachas, you know what happens? They don't even know the basics, that the tefillin shoroish, the tefillin on your head, has to be above the original hairline. Now, people say, well, I don't have an original hairline. No, listen. Everyone has one original hairline, okay? It might be receding, but it's an original hairline. It cannot be below the original hairline, any part of the tefillin. And unfortunately, what happens is people don't know this. And they put on the tefillin, they make a bracha, which is now a bracha levatala, and it's not considered that they wore tefillin that day. And they do this because they're not wearing tefillin in the right spot.
Why is it matter where it is?
Because it's a requirement.
Just to answer that question, why does it make a difference where it is as follows. Just as a marshal, there's a game called basketball. They take this orange ball, they bounce it, they throw it into a hoop. In order to get points, it has to go in the hoop. What happens if you throw and you get right next to the hoop? Do you get the points? No, doesn't work. There's a game called golf. There's a little hole in the ground. You have to hit the ball, and the ball has to go in. If you get it next to it, unless it's horseshoes, You don't get any points for that. Now, I don't know how to play horseshoes, but that's what they tell me. Horseshoes, you get points for being close. Here, if it's not bein einechem, in between your eyes, on the place where your original hairline was, above that place, then you didn't put it in the right spot. If you didn't put it in the right spot, you didn't do the mitzvah. You didn't fulfill the commandment. So these are just basics, everyday halachas. Everyday halachas. Brachas. If you don't learn Hilchos Brachos, like we're doing now with wine, Hatoiv Ameitiv, the Mishnah Berurah here, you don't know. You get a new bottle of wine, do you make a bracha? Do you not make a new bracha? Are you allowed to wash your hands from a pitcher with a spout? Well, depends where the spout is. Is it above the rim, below the rim? Complicated halachas. Dinim. We have to learn the halachas that apply to us. V'yilmedu dinim ledaz eschukei lokim ves tayroisov. Ushar limudim kegoyin mishnayis. What else do you say to learn? Mishnayis. Does that sound familiar? Baruch Hashem, we have mishnayis later here. The first in the morning. And what else do you say? Idra tehillim. Okay? Umatoiv umanoim lil moid pam achas b'shavua seder tayak mitzvahs akayim u'nishalmo afarim misfaseinu. He says, you know what else is good to learn? You learn the tayak mitzvahs. Learn what the 630 mitzvahs are. Learn what they are. You know, the Chofetz Chaim has a sefer mitzvahs hakotzer. And in that sefer mitzvahs hakotzer, he discusses what the mitzvahs of this generation are. Because, unfortunately, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Since we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, there are many mitzvahs we can't do. So the Chofetz Chaim took it upon himself to write a sefer mitzvahs hakotzer. It's available in Hebrew, in English, maybe the other languages also, and tells us what are the mitzvahs that we're obligated to do. But the first step, we have to realize that every single man has an obligation, a responsibility to learn Torah day and night. Day and night. And we just went through some of the topics of what he should learn. That's step number one. Step number two, he's not discussing it here. But women have an obligation. Women have an obligation, a responsibility to learn the halachas that pertain to them. Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Brachos, the laws of ribbis, of interest. You go knock on your neighbor's door that you haven't seen, you know, three doors down, and you don't really have too much to do with it, and you ask them to borrow some sugar. 3 days later, you return the sugar. And you give them a cup and a half, and you only borrowed a cup. Are you allowed to do that? Is that called ribbis? It might be ribbis. What happens if it's your neighbor that's right next door, your best friend, you always borrow stuff, and you give them the cup and a half? Is that a problem? For the answer to this question, we're not discussing now. But we have to know the answers. This is what the Pelletz is teaching us right now. That when you go to the Beis Medrash, make sure you learn what you have to learn.